This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. We're following developments today in the Middle East, a region that is ablaze in a rising tide of violence that has trapped more and more civilians in the crossfire. Israel, Gaza, and Lebanon are now battlegrounds in a conflict that's being fought by land, air, and sea. We'll begin with Lebanon, which is now under an Israeli blockade. Hezbollah took Israeli soldiers captive. NPR's Ivan Watson now joins us from south of Beirut. Ivan, thanks for being with us.
You're welcome, Scott.
And we're getting reports of new attacks, yes?
Fresh attacks. Israel is continuing its campaign not only to isolate Lebanon, but also to destroy its infrastructure. Today, we have reports of the port in Beirut and the port in the northern city of Tripoli both being attacked, either by airstrikes or by artillery coming from warships, as well as a lighthouse off the coast of Beirut, right in the center of the city. And this follows Israeli attacks to destroy the network of coastal highways here, destroying bridges and overpasses over the past several days, as well as the international airport and the highway running up to Syria.
Mm-hmm. Any response from, or what is the latest response, I should say, from Sheikh Hassan Nasrallah?
He spoke yesterday evening. There was an audio speech aired on Hezbollah television. This came just a few hours after Israeli warplanes destroyed his house south of Beirut, in southern Beirut, and he declared open war on Israel. He also announced that his forces had attacked an Israeli warship off the coast of this port city. Mm-hmm. And several hours later, Israeli military did confirm that an attack had taken place and several Israeli sailors had gone missing.
Mm. Ivan, tell us some of what you've been seeing in your reporting today and some of the encounters you've been having with Lebanese civilians.
Well, on the drive south on the coastal road from Beirut, it's pretty much cut off. The highway, all these overpasses have been blown up and obliterated. You have to drive through the hills. Now, away from the coast, in areas that do not have large Shiite Muslim communities that do not support Hezbollah, mm-hmm. it's almost life as usual. But when you get down into the Shiite communities and into southern Lebanon, life has frozen. There's no traffic on the streets. People are terrified right now. Some are talking quite belligerently, saying they want to fight Lebanese Israeli soldiers if they get the chance with their own weapons. Others are quite angry at Hezbollah for drawing them into this conflict, particularly at the height of the tourist season, and Lebanon's economy depends heavily on the tourist season. We've had an exodus of tourists from the country over the past several days.
Because both Hezbollah and Israel are counting, in a sense, on the support of Lebanese people. Israel wants the Lebanese people to rise up and get rid of Hezbollah. Hezbollah wants the Lebanese people to join them.
Yes, and we found leaflets being scattered over the southern city of Sidon today that had caricatures picturing the head of Hezbollah as the head of a snake and a message saying that, quote, does the resistance, meaning Hezbollah, protect the country? The country is the victim of the resistance. No, but people were tearing those papers up in the town of Sidon.
All right. NPR's Ivan Watson, south of Beirut. Thank you very much, Ivan.